With Blaze Andrews from Marshall, Minnesota for our show here. And first of all, how much fun are you having here the last handful of weeks on a four-game winning streak in first place now in the Big Ten West and controlling your own destiny as a team?
Yeah, exactly. We're having a lot of fun, you know, and I think the O-line especially is just having a lot of fun being together. You know, we got some old guys. We've played ball together for a lot of years, and, you know, we're just enjoying the time we have together and really doing it for Sam and Connor, the seniors. And, you know, it's awesome what people are willing to sacrifice to get something for their friends. So, you know, just having a blast.
You guys have had now back-to-back 300-plus yard rushing games as a team, and back-to-back games, two separate guys go over 100 yards, and they're both freshmen. I mean, that is certainly a tip of the cap to this offensive line. What obviously you guys are experienced. You mentioned it just now, playing together as a group. I mean, how much pride do you take in when you look at the box score and see some of those numbers?
Yeah, exactly. You take a lot of pride, and honestly, the last couple of weeks I hadn't known how well we were doing until, you know, after the game. I asked Coach Burns, and he tells us. And, you know, that's as well as the offensive line. Coach Burns and Coach Sanford do a ton of stuff and in making the run game work. And, you know, the young backs, Bucky and Kai, and now we got Cap and, you know, whoever else is going to step up. But, you know, those guys are awesome. They work really hard, and it's credit to them too. And they run really hard, and most of the times they make us look good. I told Bucky last week, you know, I gave him a hug. I said thank you, because he bailed me out on my holding call. So he broke the next play for like a 40-yard touchdown or something. And, you know, we really appreciate those guys, and Coach Callahan keeps us working. And, you know, it's just you know, the experience, like you said, you know, we've been doing it for a long time, so it's not second nature, but I mean, it's hard work and we're used to it.
Guys, this week we're named number 20 in the college football playoffs. We mentioned already you're atop the Big Ten West. How do you try to handle that kind of, I don't know if distraction is the right word, but the external, which they say, yeah, as opposed to also getting ready for a football game?
Yeah, exactly, and you hit it right on the head. You know, it's external noise, and you know, it's cool and everything to be ranked number 20 or whatever. But that's exactly what it is. It's cool. It, you know, cool doesn't win games. Cool doesn't get you anywhere really. So cool doesn't guarantee you anything in the long run. So you know, we're not really focused on that. Like I said, we come in here, we work, and our focus is on Illinois this weekend. And you know, it'll be a tough game. They look like a good opponent, so they've got a lot of stuff to do. Yeah,
I want to ask you about Illinois, but I'm going to ask a question first. In kind of off the field stuff, your head coach signed a new contract this week. What do you feel about that?
That's awesome. That's amazing to see the culture to be sustained here, and that's credit to Director Coyle and Coach Fleck and for trusting in the culture. And you know, I'd love to see it you know, be here for as long as it can be. And I think that's just awesome, and that shows to Minnesota what Coach Fleck and the Fleck family is willing to invest in Minnesota and really set the roots here for a long-term sustainable culture. And I think that'd be amazing. So
as you have kind of gone through this now, and you're one of the older guys on the team, what is this culture like when you go through it? Now you're, you know, experiencing the benefits of it, you know, all these years later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's creating a habit, and that becomes an instinct, right, over time. And, you know, being in this culture for such a long time, that's exactly what it is. It's an instinct, so it's always doing the right thing. You know, I was telling a story to Coach Callahan and Marcus Hendrickson, and I was like, yeah, I got done with my like 20-page paper for grad school, and they're like, you know, you didn't have to write it 20 pages. I'm like, yeah, you know, but I like doing it the right way. So, and that's exactly what this culture will do for you. It'll instill that, or it'll put that discipline in you where you're always going to do everything the right way, because you know that'll affect everything else. So, and on the football field and off the football field, it's such a huge advantage to have in life.
You, I think, told me one time, maybe a year ago at this time, we were doing an interview or a Zoom call, I guess it probably was, that you got a head start on that a little bit because of Marshall, Minnesota, and the coaching staff there, the teachers, and all of that. Take me through what that city means to you.
Yeah, Marshall's a huge city. The culture in Marshall is very close to the culture here, whereas we hold everyone accountable. And, you know, athletics is a big deal, but so is academics and socially being a good person, right? Where what you do off the field is important, is as important as what you do on the field. And, you know, being a good person, and Coach Ballman and all the teachers, they really hold you to that. There's no special treatment, but, you know, if you're an athlete and, like, you've got to people will recognize you, then, you know, they're going to hold you accountable in the classroom as well. And that's really amazing, because that helps that discipline.
All right, let me ask you about the Fighting Illini now as we get to the game at hand here this weekend. And what can you tell us about what you see from them?
You know, they're a good football team. They beat Penn State in 9 overtimes. And I think Penn State is on film looks like a really good football team too. So, you know, it shows that they've got some fight in them, and that they will work hard, and that they will go, like, they're not going to turn over, is what I'm trying to say. But, you know, it's a great football team. They do a lot of different things on defense, and it's a lot to prepare for. And, you know, it's just going to come down to the fundamentals of knowing our concepts and being able to work together as the O-line. You know, we're going to trust John to make the right call, and the rest of us to make the right call. And from that, we'll work on what we do. But, you know, they look like a good football team, though.
Last one for you. You're coming back from Chicago last week with a 41-14 win in hand over Northwestern. Back now on the home field in your home state, playing for the home state team. How good is that, and how important is it to, you know, your first place team have a nice crowd Saturday?
Yeah, awesome. We love our fans. They're awesome, really. And every time we get a chance to play in front of them, and, you know, we missed it a little bit in 2020, but being able to play in front of all the fans in Minnesota is amazing, because, one, growing up here, being able to come to games as a kid, it was awesome to feel that atmosphere as well. And then, been playing here for, 5 years now? And, you know, every single time you get chills, so it's awesome.
All right, enjoy it this weekend.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, he is Blaze Andrews.